Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste. Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there.
Vande vanchita manorathartha chandrardhakrita shekharam simharudha chaturbhuja Katyayani Yashasvini. Swarna Varnam Agya Chakra Sthitam Shashtam Durga Trinetram Varabhishthakaram Shagapadadharam Katyayana Sutam Bhajami Patambar Paridhanam Smer Mukhim Nanalankar Bhushitam Simhasthitam Padmahastam Katyayana Sute Namastute Katyayana Sute Namastute Chandrahaso Jvalakara Shardula Varvahana Katyayani Shubham Dadyata Devi Danav Ghatini Om Devi Katyayanyai Namaha Om Devi Katyayanyai Namaha Om Devi Katyayanyai Namaha.
Hey everyone. It's your girl, Najm Lee, and this is the NLHT show on anchor.fm/NLHT. I am super excited. We are on episode 8 of our show, and I'm bringing you something super hot, super exciting that we are going to chat it up about today, and it is all about meditation, manifesting, and I know you want to hear about this. So we're going to dive in after these messages. If you are an upcoming artist and have a song that fits our show and would like some airtime on our growing platform, hit us up at najmleestudios@gmail.com, or better yet, send us a voice message. Please include your name and your email address, and we will contact you right after the show. Najm Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. Offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najm Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. Go to www.najmlee.com. That's www.najmlee.com. Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Najm Lee, and this is the NLHT show on anchor.fm. And so I'm super excited because we are going to talk about meditation and the importance of meditation, manifestation. And it's so funny, the other night we just did a workshop called How to Meditate Simple. If you missed it, I'm so sorry. It was a live one that I did, and it was absolutely amazing. I had a great time teaching it. And so we're looking to do another one really soon, so look out for that. You don't want to miss it because it'll be live, and I definitely want to work with you guys. And you know, one-on-one asking questions, answering questions, and helping you through into making meditation part of your life. And so we got into that, and I wanted to just tap on it a bit more today and things that I've learned in my life on meditation. And if you don't know what meditation is, it's basically defined as a way of contemplation, introspection of yourself, of your mind, and really going within and having that part of you to sit down and look within and really understanding who you are, what you are, why you are, how you are, and going forward. So it's like you stepping back, making an observation, not having so much of an attachment to the thoughts and the emotions that come and go, but you are having an experience of it. You see it, you notify yourself about it, and that's it. You let it go. And the more that I have learned to like implement meditation in my life, the more I realize of a great golden key is what I call it. It's a golden key to self. It's a golden key to healing yourself. And I'm super, super duper honored just to be able to do it in my life. And I make a determination to do it every single day, even if it's for a minute, 2 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, whenever I put it in throughout the day. And my goal is to meditate every day throughout my day. It's tough. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a practice. I am determined in doing it, even for a little bit. And I break it up throughout my day so that I get it in. And I will say it's like almost like if you go to do prayer, and you're not just calling on prayer for when something is desperate, but you do prayer because it's a part of your life. That's how I look at meditation, as a part of my life, because there are really cool benefits of meditation. And some of those benefits include helping you with a better sleep at night, helping you to release depression and high anxiety, helping with lowering the blood pressure, right? And also relaxing the body, releasing the fatigue and, you know, cloudy thinking, and giving you much more clarity, much more peace, much more understanding of yourself. And so there are so many benefits that it brings. And the important to me is that I have a well-balanced life, right? That when I am waking up every day, it's a good day. I start off on the good foot. It's a good day. I'm thanking the gods and goddesses that are in my divine family. I am thanking my higher self. I am really cheering myself up, and I go through this rhythm in the morning of, it's a great day, Najm. It's a beautiful day, Naj. It's such a great moment in life right now, Naj. And this is part of my meditation, where I'm bringing this to myself, right? And really hyping myself up, because to tell you the truth, a lot of times I am in pain, okay? My body is in pain, but I talk to myself. I admire myself, I inspire myself, I uplift myself, and I make sure I love on myself. I pour that love in, and meditation helps me to do that. And but there was something that really is a kicker that I'm learning right now about meditation and manifesting. And so if you don't know what manifesting is basically when you have a really clear picture of what you want, right? Or what's being displayed in front of your eye or in front of your mind. And this is what you want, this thing or this situation. And you have a clear picture about it. That is to bring it to life, to breed it into life, right? So it creates an emotion or a feeling, right? To make it come true, to make it real, for it to appear right in front of you on your life path. And it's something that has been tricky. Like, you know, I think a lot of us have watched Law of Attraction movie. Trust me, I've watched it, and I even watched the other videos that came after these other universal laws. And then it just started to feel like it was complication upon complication upon complication. You get me? If you get me, let me know. Leave me a voice message. Let me know in your comments. But yeah, it just felt like icky, you know, and like I'm not getting it, and why it's not working and stuff. And but through meditation, it has allowed my mind to be at ease, and then for me to rise up within my higher self and to picture exactly what I want happen in my life. And it takes practice, but it is so real, and I see it starting slowly coming around. So last year, around November, December, like every year I do, is a vision board. And in 2018, I gotta think about that. In 2018, I sat down, I got my stuff, magazines and everything, and I was really determined now, like visually determined of the things I desire to have in my life that felt important to me, and things that I wanted to achieve and seeing myself where I am. And I started looking for things from words, motivational, empowering words, pictures of people I would like to meet or the type of people I would like to be around, the type of clients I wanted to have, you know, the type of look, how I want to dress, how I want to feel when I put myself together in these type of clothing. And, you know, so I touched on various areas. And what's so interesting, since kicking in of 2019, many of these things have manifested, have come into play, like travel to certain places already ignited. You know, my spiritual path, which is the center of all this beautiful magic happening, it has become literally my path. Like, such a focus, like, this is my life. I am living it. I am a spiritual monk. I am living as a spiritual monk because I'm becoming that. This is what I saw in my view. I saw in my vision that I'm working towards. I'm not there yet, I know, but the thing is, it's in my mind's eye and I see it and I'm working towards it and I feel it. And because I feel it, I know it. And that is manifesting, girls. That is manifesting, boys. That is manifestation. Okay? So through meditation, you can manifest. And this is the key. Okay? Through manifesting. Okay? When you meditate, you manifest. When you meditate, you manifest. And it's awesome. And I am shouting to the top of the mountain with this because it is the key of us going within. Go within and see the light of who you are and the power. And oh my God, I can go on and on and on. But I wanted to just touch on that today. This is a short show, but this is something that is so embedded right now in me. And it's a practice, and I'm going to do more coming soon with other things that I'm putting together, and I'm not saying yet, but it will come. And I do have a few announcements I'm going to be making, and it is coming, so stay tuned for those. But I wanted to say thank you for joining me today, guys. Go meditate. Go manifest. Utilize the two. And if you want to learn more, I have some great services that I offer at najimlee.com that you will hear after the show. All right? I love you guys. Have an awesome weekend. Have an awesome week. Whenever you listen to this, support, give a donation, whatever you can do. And I appreciate it so that we continue these amazing shows coming through. So, this is the NLHT show. We are on anchor.fm/NLHT. I am your host, Najim P. Lee, and I'm out.